May means an extended Memorial Day weekend. Another chance to listen longer to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sturman Drong will be at Fort Worth Can Academy this Friday from noon until 3. You will find that over in Crazy Fort Worth at Hemp Hill and I-20 and I-35 in the town of DeKalb. Now, that is an intersection of three streets. I don't really understand that. Perhaps if you're a denizen of Crazy Fort Worth, you do.
What is it now?
Hemp Hill at I-20 and I-35. Now, I know where I-20 and I-35 are. Mm-hmm. That I can find.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is how Hemp Hill gets into the mix there. But
Hemp Hill down there, Barry and Hemp Hill?
Well, kinda. I mean, Hemp Hill runs parallel.
Does it go all the way to 20?
Hemp Hill runs parallel to 35.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Barry.
It's a pretty rough section of town.
Yeah, it is.
So there's a greater than zero chance we're giving bogus directions.
No, I can see where that would be. It's right there at the confluence of it.
It is?
Yeah.
All right.
That's good information.
All right. Then that's for you to negotiate if you want to go see Sturman Drong, and I know they certainly hope you will do that. All right. Yeah. So we got the WB promos ready to roll here. Is that what we're doing?
I think so.
All right. Any setup required?
Nope.
I don't know. I don't even know what it is. I can't remember doing them.
All right. Let's listen to
promos
for the new WB shows.
Michael, it's a very special time of the year.
Yes, it is, Cobra.
On television in particular.
Yes.
Because, as we all know, those who follow television closely know that September, and in particular mid to late September, is the beginning of the brand new fall season.
Right. An entertainment reporter such as yourself.
Oh, I've known that for years.
Whose nose is always to the grindstone would know that.
Right. And, Grego, why is it September?
It's because in the early days of television, that is, in September is when all the big car companies roll out their new cars.
Mm-hmm.
So in the early days of television, they would sponsor things like the Ford Theater and the Chevrolet Hour, and that's when they showed everybody their new cars. And so TV just always started rolling out all their good stuff in September, and they've kept it.
Good, Grego. You paid attention in E! News 101, conducted by me.
No, Corby, I told you about that.
Right, Greg.
I'm the one that came up with that little nugget.
Don't lie, Greg.
Yeah, just...
It's, you're too old for that.
You really are. In your 40s, stop doing it.
Now, put me to sleep.
Well, there are...
He's very well made.
There are some brand new shows. Because for the last 4 years, we've been previewing specifically shows that run on the WB network. Now, we have a younger crowd, a hip crowd, if you will, that listens to the station. And so we like to cater to those people by telling them what's actually happening on their favorite network, which obviously is the WB. Shows like Dawson's Creek, we gave you the fall promo for that for the last 4 years. A show such as Felicity, same thing. And a show such as Seventh Heaven, which they have not canceled yet, but they have canceled Dawson's Creek and Felicity. So there are two new shows that are debuting. Actually, there's one new show and one that debuted last year that was very successful. So they've sent over the promos for these particular shows, including Seventh Heaven. And the brand new show, the one that's getting all the buzz on the WB, is Tarzan. Now, let me read you a little bit about Tarzan before we play you the clip that they sent us. This thrilling contemporary twist on the timeless legend of Tarzan turns the popular tale into an urban adventure, an intriguing mystery, and most of all, an unconventional crime drama. 2 decades ago, young John Clayton's parents died in a plane crash and left him alone in the African jungle, where he grew up among apes and other wild animals. And eventually he was discovered, returned to the States, and now he's solving crimes.
They shaved him and taught him to speak.
Right. I don't think he was a monkey.
Oh.
So does he still do his Tarzan yell and dress up in that loincloth?
I think he does. His father is the president of the powerful Greystoke industry. So, anyway, that's your backdrop on Tarzan. And here's the clip they sent us on the brand new WB show, Tarzan.
Tonight, on an
sick of living like this, Tarzan. I'm wet, cold, tired of having sex with you and your stupid ape friends.
Yeah, Kimberly Jane, I see where you're coming from. Hey, come here. Let me pick the weevils out of your hair. Tarzan's hungry.
That's what I'm talking about, Tarzan. You're like an animal. I don't like it when you eat the bugs out of my hair. I need a refined jungle boy.
You're right, Kimberly. I should count my blessings. I'm young, hot, and I own my own jungle. And I promise, I'm going to change.
Let's stop all the monkey sex, Tarzan, please. Let's start going to the theater and the opera.
Hey, I just wrote you a poem. Tarzan and Jane, we're best pals. And we're banging, and I think that's radical. I swing through the trees real fast. So take your jungle tank top off and let's bang each other.
Oh, Tarzan, call your ape friends.
I knew you'd come around.
Huh. That's frighteningly familiar.
How?
I don't know.
It's like only the... It's like things were just... Changing the name.
Right.
That's about it.
Huh. Now, another show that's very popular is the returning show Gilmore Girls. Now, this is about a private school somewhere in the Northeast.
In the Midwest.
Well, actually,
I went to a small private school in the Midwest. I never thought it could happen to me.
Let's save Gilmore Girls for last. Let's move on to Seventh Heaven, which is returning for its eighth season. And, of course, we've told you about the familiar characters in Seventh Heaven before. Mainly Ezekiel, the wild, radical son, and his very conservative Christian mother. So here's what they sent us for this new show.
Tonight, on a very special Seventh Heaven.
I'm so glad that rehab's over with. And now me and my mom can connect, and I can reconnect with the Lord.
Oh, I love this music, and combined with the cocaine, I feel like a god!
Mom? What's going on? My coke? With my friends?
Oh, Mommy, what happened?
Fuel, might I offer you a line of cocaine? Or would you like me to French kiss your friend Skinner?
No, Mommy, I just got back from rehab.
Yes, yes, Ezekiel, but my therapist told me to take an interest in your heartbeats, Fuel.
Oh, Mom, I want you back the old way, the Christian way.
It's too late. I'm too coked up. But we can play Russian roulette with your pistol. Heal me first. It's okay. It just grazed my taint.
That was he Fuel or Ezekiel?
She was coked up.
She didn't know.
Oh, okay.
She didn't know.
I don't believe you shoot your crotch when you play Russian roulette.
She had the game all wrong. She shoved the gun up her... Whoa. The wrong way.
Whoa.
The wrong direction.
Are you sure?
Or maybe it was a ricochet. That's what I choose to think.
Well, luckily...
And where is Kimberly in that?
She's never a part of that.
No.
And finally, the Gilmore Girls, this show about the private school kids up in New York City. I don't know much about the show.
Oh, God.
To be honest with you.
I might want to issue an apology before you play this.
We'll just go ahead and run with the WB sentence.
Oh, my gosh.
Tonight, on a brand new Gilmore Girls.
Hey, Gilmore Girls!
Yes, Marco?
Turn around, quick! Now you got AIDS!
Thank you, Marco!
Wow, they're... That's shocking.
That is amazing. Do they talk in unison like that throughout the whole show?
The Gilmore Girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They're like twins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see Marco didn't lose his gig.
I know. He got hired on, I guess. From Felicity to the Gilmore Girls. Well, it's going to be an exciting year on the WB.
I want to hear that one again.
Do you?
Did we really air that? Did we really just air that? And we're going
tonight,
back again.
On a brand new Gilmore Girls. Hey, Gilmore Girls!
Yes, Marco?
Turn around, quick! Now you got AIDS!
Thank you, Marco!
Hell. Right straight to hell. That's where y'all are going.
Fascinating year on the WB.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right, and there you go. There are the promos of new shows on the WB featuring the Gilmore Girls and who knows what all else.
So you just decided you'd have a beer, huh?
Yeah, it's Memorial Day, you know.
Hora.
What's she doing over here again?
I don't know. I fear her. The phone girl?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to talk to her.
Well, I didn't say you had to talk to her. I just...
She's mad at you.
Yeah.
I know.
She's mad at you.
Yeah. Well...
She's hovering around now. What does she want?
She might want the Emperor's son.
She might want to borrow a Mach 3 for that nipple hair.
I think she heard you, Danny.
Boy. Let's get her on the air. That's a crazy laugh she's got.
Yeah, that is great. You got a great laugh, Rio.
All right. Well, it's 6:42.
Yep. Can you vamp for a minute and a half?
Yeah, we can vamp for a minute and a half. Okay. Been watching a lot of baseball out here today. But, of course, the Rangers are off tonight, Grego.
Why is any Major League Baseball team off on Memorial Day, Labor Day, or the 4th of July?
Well, you do have a full schedule of games in the National League. However, in the American League, I believe there are six or eight teams that wound up with the day off. I think they got three, four games tonight, something like that, and that's it.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, explain. I know it's, you know, Monday is one of their normal days off.
Right.
But when you have a captive audience, why have that day off?
Would giving them a Tuesday off be so bad?
And playing a Monday game?
You know, maybe start the series that would normally start on Tuesday a day ahead of time and give them that Tuesday off? I mean, could you not do that?
And you could play all day games? I promise you, I don't know how attendance is going this year, but...
Well, attendance is going great.
Okay, but... Is there not room for improvement?
There's always room for improvement.
Is every seat sold every game?
No, there's always room
for
improvement.
I promise you, when you have these Monday games, if you have an afternoon game, you know, like today, you know, it's pretty warm out here. But if you went to a ball game, an afternoon game at the ballpark, would it be miserable today?
No.
It wouldn't be miserable. It'd be great. I just don't understand why.
No, I mean, you know, if you go out there ready for it, you can get through it very easily.
I just don't understand. Why Major League Baseball? I don't understand why they have that. That should be 3 days where every team is playing regardless. No team has a Friday off.
No.
They play every Friday.
Well, I'll go you one better. There was a time that I remember when on days like this, everybody played doubleheaders.
You know, that's asking for the moon and the sun.
I know, it is.
But my gosh.
But
I can't tell you. Just play one game.
I can't tell you how it used to thrill the little 10-year-old or 11-year-old Mikey's baseball weenie to look in the baseball schedule and see all the doubleheaders and all of the pitchers and all of that stuff and think, man, if only we had Major League Baseball here, boy, how great would that be? But... That would be asking for the moon and the stars both, wouldn't it?
Just don't get why they can't play. That's 3 days where they should go to the Players Association and go, look, you guys are playing this day. You're playing Memorial Day. You're playing the 4th of July. You're playing Labor Day. That's 4 days. I mean, that's 3 days you're going to play. And just adjust the schedule accordingly. It can be done.
Easily. Well, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now. We'll do that by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly ourselves here on the ticket.